Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
And trampled underfoot by men. The scripture is saying that you are the salt, and what makes you a salt is that there's a flavor in you, there's a saltiness in you. When you lose it, people see you as good for nothing. People can reject you, people can walk over you. But this morning, the reason for this service is so that your salt will be maintained. You will be good for every good thing. Oh, your amen is weak. Acceptance will come upon your life. Your value will be restored. In the name of Jesus, the mystery of salt. Amen. When we say mystery, it means that it is difficult to explain. Meanwhile, it works. Amen. Mystery. Now, the dealings of God throughout the history of humanity, even from the beginning or from the time of the Garden of Eden till now, is prophetic in nature. How God deals with man from the days of Adam and Eve till now, it is what? Prophetic in nature. When we say something is prophetic, it means that that thing has the ability to show you the future. When we say something is prophetic, it means that the outlook of your life or how your life will look like is explained to you in the now. So the thing that is explaining your future to you in the now is a prophetic thing. Praise be to God. And anytime God will encounter any individual, God will inspire you towards a future and a destiny that you may not even know existed. Anytime you have an encounter with God, God will not talk about your past. He will not talk about the things that you did in the past. Why? Your past doesn't have the capacity to change your story. But God talks about your future. Because once you step into that future, it has the ability to change your story. So the Bible said, I know the thought I think towards you. Not thought of evil, but of peace. So that you have a future and an expected end. There is a future for you. This is not your last. This is not how far you will come. The future is better than where you are right now. It is better than where you are coming from. And I see God this morning, He will push you into that future. When you shout amen, grace is located to you. The Bible said the path of the righteous man shines brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. It is true that it is getting worse in the world, but in God, your life will become better. Why? God is not a man that you lie. I see your destiny becoming better. I see your destiny becoming better. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we speak to the days in front of you that those days will be better. They shall be pregnant with your testimony. Shout amen like thunder. Your days will no longer be usual. It will no longer be common. It will no longer be the same. Because God, by His supernatural hand, is going to release blessings upon your life. In the name of Jesus, shout amen like you believe it. Can I pray for you? I pray for the release of better days. Oh, in this week, let it be better for you. I pray for the release of your change of story. May your story change. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yesterday, one of our brothers sent me a voice note of a testimony. Powerful testimony. Hear me, when we finish the word and wonder night on Friday, yesterday, Saturday, he said he saw the call of a friend of his that he attended GSS with. And it's a very long time they have spoken. So when he returned the call, the friend asked him what work his girlfriend does. He told a friend, my girlfriend is into business, you know. Then he said, he felt like supporting their business. He said, any business you think about, whether long term or short term, I am willing to support you. JSS friend, somebody he's not in contact with. Then in the voice note, he said, the pastor, it's not how you fulfill it that is a big deal, but somebody out of the blue, from nowhere, in this economy, thinking about supporting my business, he said, God is real. Then I tested him and said, it means that your lines are falling in pleasant places. When some anointing comes upon you, your days refuse to be usual. You don't sleep and wake up and sleep and life is usual. But every day of your life, something supernatural must begin to happen to you. I feel like praying for you this morning. In this coming week, may your days change. May your days change. May your days change. Any testimony you need to be happy, may the Lord bring it into your life. May the Lord bring it into your life. May the Lord bring it into your life. When you clap your hands, grace will look at you. Powerful testimony. I love testimonies like that. That somebody you are not in contact with, you bypass his own relatives, bypass people he eats with, and call you and say that I want to support you. May that be your testimony. May that be your story. Clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands. Hallelujah. The first time the blessing of the Lord came upon man, that blessing inspired man to go where he has never been to before. The blessing empowered man to have what he has never had before. The blessing that God spoke out of his mouth made man who he was not. It means that there are three dimensional blessings that are going to happen to you from today to next week Sunday. So that what you have never handled before, the Lord will give it to you. Where you have never been to before, your legs will carry you there. Your amen is sick of who you are not, the word of God will make you. Hallelujah. So Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, the Bible says, God blessed them. Genesis 1 28. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful because they were barren. You cannot tell someone who is fruitful to be fruitful. Multiply because they were stuck. Replenish the earth because they were small. Whatever you are not, God will make you. Amen. I said, whatever you are not, God will make you. Amen. It is true you are single, but God will bring your partner. Amen. Your marriage will be one of the sweetest on the earth. Amen. It is true you are unemployed, but God is about to give you a job. Receive that testimony in the name of Jesus. It is true that your business is suffering because customers are not coming, but we unveil your business in the realms of the spirit. We launch your business. Let customers patronize your goods in the name of Jesus. Shout amen, amen. Come on, shout amen like thunder. As you shout amen, I see somebody testifying. God is changing your story. God is making big things happen for you. Clap your hands to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when God spoke this word to them, he was speaking about their future. Hear me. God has a design for you. He has already designed a future for you. You see, you will think that this is your last. It's a lie. It's a lie from the pit of hell. Life will become better than this. Listen, because your captain is not a novice. The man who is taking you on the journey, his name is Jesus. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I tell you, life is going to be better than this one. Because God will lead you to green pastures. You will lie down in green pastures in the name of Jesus Christ. So speaking this word, he was revealing to them the future he has designed. Many a time, the reason we don't see realities of God's word is because we regard problems than God's word. We regard what? Problems. Problems are real to us than who God is in our lives. When we are talking about problems, we know how powerful they are, how painful they are, but we don't know how big our God is. I'm telling you, many people in church, they think God is another man. But God is not man. Hear me, God is bigger than your problems. God is bigger than your sickness. He's bigger than the lack and scarcity in your life. Can I tell you something? When God deals with you, he does not deal with you based on the level of your problems. But he deals with you based on his level as God. That is why I don't care who you are and I don't care what you think about me. Soon and very soon, you look for me and not find me. Are you hearing my point? Because the God who deals with me does not deal with me based on even my weaknesses. He does not deal with me based on my problems. But he deals with me by the capacity of his Godship. Shout amen. That is why whatever thing God does, that's what he's able to tell you. What God cannot do, he does not talk about it. But once you hear it in God's word, that's exactly what you do. He said, I watch over my word to perform it. So that when you believe the word, there shall be a performance. For blessed is she who believes, for there shall be a performance of those things that were said to her from the Lord. Luke chapter 145. Give the Lord a clap offering. Luke 1:45. Blessed is she who believed. For there will be what? Oh, come on. There will be what? There are people who believe in problems. Damn the word of God. Can I tell you something? Everything you are seeing here is the word of God that has become flesh. Everything a man becomes, a woman becomes, is the word of God they believe. That has been translated into their miracles. I don't want you to believe in God, but God will not disappoint you. I said, God will not disappoint you. I said, God will not disappoint you. Can I prophesy into your hands? I prophesy these hands will no longer be idle. Any small thing in your hands, it will grow to become great. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I prophesy over these hands. Even if the business is dead because of this house, it shall come back alive. It shall come back alive. Anything you handle with this house, it shall prosper. It shall prosper. It shall prosper. Now I declare into this week, any man, any woman, any individual you need in order to prosper, in order to change levels, in order to marry, in order for your goodness to arrive, may God release them into your life. May God release them into your life. May God release them into your life. Clap your hands and shout amen like thunder. Hallelujah. In helping man to appreciate what God can do, God then uses the medium of tokens to establish his prophetic dealings with man. Anything God will do in the future, tokens are necessary to play a role in it. I'm coming. What are tokens? Tokens are necessary physical tools to unlock divine agenda. They are necessary what? Physical tools to unlock what? Divine agenda. There are certain things when we use them in the natural, they are able to shift the curtain into the world of the spiritual, then we begin to have visitations from God. Amen. Something like communion wine is an earthly thing, it's a physical thing, but it's able to shift blessings upon our lives. Hello. So the communion wine becomes what? Token. Amen. Are you still there? What are tokens? Tokens are earthly symbols to represent divine activities. Earthly symbols to represent what? Divine activities. Mommy that we prayed for last Sunday, many of you don't know, According to her, when we were here Friday praying, she spoke to my wife and Auntie Franca. That when we were here praying on Friday, she was home. And she prayed to God that God, if you are really with these people, if you are really with this pastor, Sunday I'll come to church. Do something for him to pray for me. Then I know that he is here. You are here. Then I know that you are with this church. So as I was in the car preparing, God was speaking to me about her. Pray for her in the service. Because she's been in this church for some time now. I've not even prayed for her before. I'm seeing her. So I knew I'll pray for her, but I don't know when in the service. So as I was preaching and God's word entered, she stood up. That was when I prayed for her. Are you getting my point? Then she realized that indeed God is among us. So that is a token, a sign that God is with us. Give the Lord a clap offering. You don't believe in signs. The same Auntie Franca brought a friend to church last Sunday. According to her, I don't know. According to her, in the service, she prayed to God that when we close, I should give my face towel to her visitor. So when we close, she brought a visitor to me. The moment I saw the visitor, the Lord impressed it on my heart. Give her your face towel. When I gave it to her, then she started smiling. And I said, why are you smiling? She said, that was the prayer I prayed in the service. Are you still there? Yeah. Earthly symbols representing divine activities. You will never know God exists until you test God with his word. Are you hearing me? What are tokens? We are going deeper now. Tokens are physical signs of heaven's intentions for humanity. Physical signs of heaven's intentions for humanity. You all remember that when God destroyed the whole earth with water, but the family of Noah was saved from the flood. The Bible said Noah offered God a burnt offering. And the burnt offering rose up into the nostril of God as a sweet aroma. Then God decided to enter into covenant with man. And the Bible said when he established the covenant, he sealed the covenant with a token. And the token is the rainbow. Hello? Genesis chapter 9, 16 to 17. Genesis chapter 9, 16 to 17. Praise be to God. In the King James Version. Genesis chapter 9, 16 to 17. The Bible said, and the bow, which is the rainbow. Hello? And the bow shall be in the cloud. And I'll look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. Verse 17. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. Amen. Amen. So tokens here have become earthly symbol for divine covenant or covenant that God has with man. Amen. Amen. Can we go a step further? All right. The Bible records that God did extraordinary things with Paul the apostle. So much so that handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from his body. Acts chapter 19, 11 and 12. So that when they put a handkerchief and apron on sick people, they get healed. I just pray for you that anyone who will wear your shirt, even if the person is poor, the person will become rich. Anyone who wears your shirt, wears your slippers, if they suffer from fibroid or cancer, the power of God on your life will cure them. Amen. Anyone who sleeps on your bed and the person has sleepless nights, the person is not able to sleep. What's the doctor's name for it? Insomnia. The person cannot sleep because the person slept on your bed. My God, let the person get into deep and sound sleep. In the mighty name of Jesus. What I'm saying is that miracles will follow you after today. In Jesus' name. Now, God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. Verse 12. So that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them. You see, you think that this thing is not important until you fall sick. Some when we are preaching, they're like, hello? When God gives you health, it's a blessing. I pray that you will never fall sick. Headache can make you lose focus in a headache. Headache. You will forget you don't have money in your bank account. Your prayer will be that God, take this headache away. I pray in the name of Jesus that no sickness shall exert upon you. May the Lord heal you and your family. Do you see what I see in the spirit? There's a young man here. Your money will finish in November. You borrow. Why? I see your mother rushed to the hospital. But because you are under the influence of this service, I see an angelic intervention. I see that attack cancel in the name of Jesus. Shout amen like thunder. It is good you came to church. Because your money will finish. You borrow, it will finish. And your mother, and you bury your mother. But because of this service, the Lord's mercy has located you. I see God intervening in your matter. Shout amen 3 times. Give the Lord a clap offering. In the place of anointing and healing, there is a token that is prescribed by the Bible. And it's the token of oil. Amen. It's a token of what? Oil. Oil. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 1. God spoke to Samuel the prophet. Fill your horn with oil. Go and anoint somebody that I've chosen as king over my people. Why can't the anointing be done or the pronouncement of kingship be done without the oil? Oil is needed to summon the supernatural on an individual. The Bible says when the oil touched the head of David, he said the spirit of the Lord rushed upon him. He did what? It rushed upon him. When the oil is a physical tool. Physical element, but it commanded the spirit of God to come on an individual. Tokens are powerful. We have lots of tokens, but we are going to look at the ones that God wants us to use in this season. Amen. Amen. We have the communion wine. You know about the communion wine? We have ashes. Hello, dust of the ground. Even circumcision is a token. If you are a man, you are not circumcised. Honey. Hello. But we are looking at salt. This morning, shout salt. Alright. So Jesus, in the scripture we read, spoke about being salt of the earth. Jesus revealed that though we are salt of the earth, it is possible for an individual to lose his flavor or saltiness. Jesus said, if you lose your saltiness, 3 signs will be seen in your life. Number one is that people will consider you as good for nothing. There are people in life, they are good for nothing. I told you, a man called me once and said, Pastor, I have laid hands on my son. Please pray for my son through the phone. I said, why? He said, when I send my son pepper, he buys charcoal. I give him money to buy pepper. He will leave home. Pepper, 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 pepper. You bypass a pepper seller, go to a charcoal seller, buy charcoal and bring. Meanwhile, say, I have sacks of charcoal in my house. Pastor, pray for this, my son. You know, the son is becoming good for nothing. There are people in life. Listen, when people consider it good for nothing, don't be angry with them. It's a sign that you have lost your flavor. It's a sign that you have lost your saltiness. You have lost something of value in life. And this morning, God will restore your saltiness. No wonder when they are talking about business, they don't remember you. They don't. Because to them, you cannot do it. It's very painful when you know that you can do something and people are not giving you a chance. Because to them, you are good for nothing. You are good for nothing. Hello? Number two. Sign is that you are rejected. It's a good for nothing, thrown out. Men will reject you. When you are with them, do not bring up a particular topic. The moment you step out, they change the topic. They begin to discuss what will benefit their lives. But you are rejected. Every spirit of rejection on your life, it shall be broken in the name of Jesus. It shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Nobody seems to give you a chance in their world. When you come around them, no matter how busy they are, they pretend like nothing is working for them. Why? They have rejected you. You have lost your flavor. Number three, he said you will be trampled underfoot by men. In other words, men will treat you like carpet. In other words, they will use you and dump you. They will use you and do what? Dump you. You are never part of the plan. They use you to get to the plan. You are like a ladder to them. After they get to the top, they bend the ladder. They trample upon you underfoot. Men, not demons. They treat you anyhow. Because why? You have lost your saltiness. You have lost your flavor. Oh my God. Your flavor is coming back. I say your flavor is coming back. I say your flavor is coming back. In the name of Jesus. Shout, my flavor is back. Shout, my flavor is back. I'm telling you, many people have lost their saltiness. But you don't lose your saltiness. There are people, you don't know what to do with them. When you talk to them, you don't know whether to help them, to sell them. You know, like, they are not good for anything. But in your case, may the story be different. May God make you good for every good work. Oh, I say, when we think about good works, let us remember you. In the mighty name of Jesus. There are ways to lose your saltiness. I just want to share three of them with you. Then we continue with God's word. Three of them. Number one is exposure to water or moisture. Hello? What does it mean? Salt, when it is exposed to moisture, over time loses its flavor. You see, salt, when you open a salt, when you open the container, it absorbs moisture. Hello? And as the weather becomes hot, the moisture evaporates. And when it evaporates, it evaporates with the flavor. So over time, you have some things in the container that looks like salt. When you taste it, there's no salt in it. Moisture has made the flavor to go. Number two, when you dilute, the more you dilute salt, the more it loses its flavor. Man of God, what are you talking about? There are many of us, the spiritual truth is not enough for us. Spiritual what? Truth from God's word is not enough for us. We want to know about God from the Hindu. You go to a fetish priest and say, educate me about God. You go to a witch. What the pastor says to you is not enough. You have places that you have your own kind of revelation. What is happening to you is that you are diluting your salt. Over time, you will become irrelevant. It is not every knowledge that is important for you. It is good to read. It's good to seek knowledge. But it is not every knowledge that is good for you to remain or to keep the flavor God has put in the inside of you. That's why even in the Garden of Eden, God said, you can eat of every tree, but there's a tree in the middle that bears fruit. It's called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It is not good for you. When you eat of that tree, you dilute your saltiness. You become a normal person. You begin to die. It's not every knowledge that is good for you. That's why as a Christian, you must filter the things you see, the things that you hear. Give the Lord a clap of him. Amen. No matter who you are, when you come across certain degree of knowledge, it will dilute you. Hello? Listen, wisdom is that you know that you are born not to do everything in life. You are born to do certain things, certain special things. So you must get knowledge in that lane or in that line of your calling. So that when you are a leg, you don't go and get knowledge on the hand. Because the more you get knowledge on the hand, you will become insignificant in life. I've never seen any man going to bath and use his leg to carry a bucket of water. Hello? Tell somebody, it's not every knowledge that is good for you. Because it will dilute you. Can I tell you something? The reason God cannot use many people, can I tell you the gospel truth? Is that they are diluted. Revelation chapter 3. He said, I wish that you were hot. Or I wish that you were cold. So that I know how to work with you. But you are lukewarm. You are not hot. You are not cold. Therefore, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I'll have nothing doing with you. You are good for nothing. That is why it's not everybody that lives your life that you must go and crush. When they live your life, go and buy turkey. Buy ginger. Buy pepper. Buy salt. Prepare light soup. Do a bath. Fire it and sleep. It's a blessing they have left your life. Give the Lord a clap of it. I'm telling you. There are people when they want to go, hold their legs. Beg. Because their place in your life cannot be compared. They play a role that you have no idea about. Their place in your life is significant. It changes things. Are you hearing me? There are some people when they are going, you ask them whether they have transportation fare. Because you want to help them to get to their destination very early. Give the Lord a clap offering. And so everybody is important. Everybody is not important. I'm telling you. From God's point of view, he said, I wish that you were cold or hot. Therefore, I spew you. God bless you. He said, I know all things you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were one or the other. Verse 16. But since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Even God cannot do anything with you. Is it me, Daniel, Aram, that have something to do with you? The way you see yourself, just make sure that God also sees you like that. Hello? Many people in life have lost their saltiness. They have lost their flavor, I'm telling you. One way is that they are diluted because of unnecessary knowledge. So I want to read on Google. Is Google more powerful than the voice of God? A friend of mine told me. A friend that will live today and tomorrow is no more. It's better to pay heed to God than to follow men. Give the Lord a clap of hand. Hallelujah. The second way a salt loses saltiness is that when the salt is impure, we have impure salt. There's a salt that when you carry, you can see impurities, some dirty things in it. Those things make the salt to lose its saltiness. But a salt that is pure, it can stay for life. But once there are impurities, over time, it loses its strength of saltiness. Impurities like offense. My God. Offense. I will not forgive him. I will not forgive her. God is just watching you. You lose your significance. I thank God for that lesson. My pastor taught me. He said, Daniel, don't put anybody in your heart. Give that heart, that core saddle to God. Don't put anybody, don't wish them evil. Leave them to God. So when you do that, the anointing will keep increasing in your life. Where you are, where you have offense in your heart, it's an impurity. You have envy, jealousy. You have a spirit of vengefulness. You are like, you want to wake up so that you hear that the person obituary. You are becoming a wizard. Because the energy to use to think about that, use that energy to pray for your business. Use that energy to tell God, give me wisdom to navigate. Can I tell you something? Your level in life will show the people you meet in life. When you meet some people and they are wicked, you tell God, change my level. But once it changes your level, there are some stupidities, you will not see them again. I'm preaching God's word. You are not clapping your hands. Amen. Impurities, it will dilute your flavor. It will make you lose your saltiness. I have never seen a bitter person becoming good in life. Someone who is bitter about the past, something that someone has done to him or her. They did it because God allowed it. Did it because of what? God allowed it. God is testing what is in your heart to see if you learn a lesson. If you learn a lesson, move on. Don't live in the past. Are you hearing me? The spirit that is potent, he said, keep your heart with all diligence. Out of it flows the issues of life. You are as strong as your spirit. We've already spoken about capacity. Amen. Impurities, envy, jealousy, record keeping. You keep record of wrongdoing. Archives, 14th May 1971. You pass in front of you, didn't greet me. You wore red slippers. That day, the scarf you use, there's dirt in it. You keep archives. Keep record of wrongdoing. It will make you lose your saltiness. You will lose it. And when you lose it, you will know that you are not as important as you used to be. Tell God, restore my saltiness. Shall restore my saltiness. In the name of Jesus. Can I tell you something? When Moses laid hands on Joshua, I think Joshua chapter 3 verse 7, God spoke to Joshua and said, you are not important, oh. I'm about to do something for you. I will esteem you in the eyes of all Israel. And how I was with Moses, good. Look at it. This version says, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel. Huh? That means that you are a nobody. But I'll make them begin to see that you are very, very powerful. And they'll give you the respect of the new position that comes on you. Respect is not forced out of people. When God has not given it to you, he has not given it to you. Are you hearing me? To be recognized as even a pastor, God must put something on your life. To be recognized as a husband, God must put something on your life. When you lose it, you lose it. You even know that you lose it. I pray you will not lose your saltiness. I say, I pray you will not lose your saltiness. Come on, shout another amen like thunder. Amen. Amen. The last way of losing your saltiness is when you set yourself alone. When salt is together, they maintain the saltiness. A salt that is set up, if you like, go and do experiment. Take one salt and separate it. Since you are a chemist, give yourself time. Close the container. If you like, close it over time. Then another time, I don't know the instrument you use. Test the potency of the salt here. Test the potency of this. This one will come down, cry, and over time it may even diminish. But this one will still be the same. You get to a place, I don't need God. I want to be alone. I know my right. One day you know your left. God, I don't need you. I don't need anybody. You see, I can do it by my own. Be following motivational speakers. No man is an island. God has not created anybody to be an island. Even God, he said, let us make man. God the Father needs the Son and the Holy Spirit. He said, you don't need anybody. You are a fool. You are a fool because once you seclude yourself, even the hen trains its chicks to come under her covering. Hello? But you say you will be on your own. There's an animal called hawk, eagle. They'll come for your life. Because no matter how strong you think you are, you cannot fight certain forces. You need God for his covering. The Bible says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Give the Lord a clap of hands. So secluding yourself alone, it's just a matter of time. You lose your saltiness. I pray you not lose your saltiness. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Anyone hearing the sound of my voice who is labeled as good for nothing, may the Lord change that story. May any business under the influence of my voice that has been regarded good for nothing, may revival come upon your business. May your business catch the eye of people who matter. May God give you new customers in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands to the word of the Lord. All right. The Bible is loud about the usage of salt and how God, through the talking of salt, worked wonders. The usage of salt, number one, guarantees permanent victory over your enemies. Judges chapter 9, verse 45. Can I be truthful to you? There are certain enemies, when you fight them today, tomorrow they are at your doorstep. They don't get tired. But by the appropriation of salt, I'm going to show you. The enemies you fought, they cannot rise up again. It's a spiritual token. Once you appropriate it, any power that is needed to silence your enemies for life, that power will be released. Amen? Look at it. And Abimelech fought at the city all that day. He captured the city and massacred everyone. The one changing the thing, the Lord is with you. All that day, Abimelech pressed his attack against the city until he had captured it and killed its people. Then he destroyed the city and did what? Oh, preach it to me. And did what? After he destroyed them, he sprinkled salt over it. So I do not be a rematch. There are some spirits like the Philistines. When you killed one, 1,000 is coming. When you kill them, they keep coming. Also, I don't know how they give birth. So every day of you keep fighting. But from today, battles will cease in your life. I say by the appropriation of the sword, battles will cease in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I was preaching this week, somewhere. And in the service, there were a lot of Muslims. Some of our was there. One of the Asanatu. They are all coming for prayer. The Muslims, the reason they have the upper hand at the marketplace, they don't pray like you. They don't speak in tongues like you. But what they know is spiritual directions. Spiritual what? It works. Oh. Forget your philosophy. It works. In football, in music, they know the things to soak, the things to tie on their legs. They know the things to swallow. Are you getting me? Because tokens work. Put a blood of the lamb on your doorpost. A spirit will walk through Egypt. And when the spirit sees the blood, it will pass over you. The spirit will see a physical blood, but understands that it must not enter into this house. Spirits walk at night, and there are certain spirits, because the blood of Jesus is on your life, when they come to the area, they don't come to your house. Give the Lord a clap offering. Spirits understand tokens. What you can't see is that there's a blood on your life. You can't see, you don't know. That is why you are untouchable. Say amen. You are what? Untouchable in the name of Jesus. So he sprinkled or scattered salt all over the ground. Let's see the next verse. Is there any next verse? All right. Give the Lord a clap offering. So the first thing the salt does, it guarantees permanent victory over your enemies. Amen. There are certain people, they do it in excess. So that when you enter into their shops, you see salt in the corner. How many of you have seen it before? Good. You see salt in the corner of their shop. You enter their room, salt is falling on you. No, you don't make a God out of it. It's just a one-time thing. And God, through the token, will release miracles in your life. Your amen is weak. Amen. Number two, breaks the power of premature death and barrenness. 2 Kings chapter 2, 19 to 22. Amen. Are you being helped this morning? Yes. Good. 2 Kings chapter 2, 19 to 22. Then the men of the city said to Elisha, please notice, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord says, but the water is bad and the ground barren. When you use the water to irrigate crops, the crops will die. Next verse. And he said, bring me a new bowl and put what in it? And put what in it? And they brought it to him. 21 said, then he went out to the source of the water and cast in the salt there. and said, "Thus says the Lord, I have healed this water." How can you use salt to heal water? That's why it's called mystery. You don't understand, but it works. Hello? "I have healed this water. From it there shall be no more death or barrenness." I don't know what is dead around you. Many of you, when they put capital into your hands to do business, it will shake. If it shakes, it's good, though, but you go and borrow, and that one will shake. It looks like nothing can grow out of your hands. Anything you touch over time, the thing dies. After the appropriation of the token of salt, I prophesy, barrenness and death will be over out of your life. It will be over in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, anything you touch, it will begin to work. The power of indebtedness will be broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus, clap your hands to the word of the Lord. Tell someone, say, it will work. Tell the person, I don't need you to believe it. It will work. Amen. Now, 2 Corinthians 13:5, the third point. It ensures transfer of greatness from one generation to the other. Transfer of what? From one generation to the other. Haven't you heard it that some people grow up and say, "Hey, this is your family. I know your grandfather." They say, "Hey, see, your grandfather used to be a very rich man." When you look at your life and the report you are hearing, it does not match. It means that the blessing was not transgenerational. But because of you, your children and your great-grandchildren will thank God for your life. Hey, that amen is sweet. I said they will thank God for your life. They will thank God for your life. They will thank God for your life. In the name of Jesus. Someone said, you say, "Pastor, if my father was coming despite the things I'll do in life because of the ideas I have," I say, become Kwame Despite for your children. Make up your mind that you will make it by the help of God. And I see you making it. Listen to this. Look at it. 2 Chronicles 13 verse 5. 2 Chronicles 13 verse 5. Hallelujah. Look at it. "Should you not know that the Lord God of Israel gave the dominion over Israel to David forever, to him and his sons by what?" Did you see that? Did you see that? When the oil came upon Saul, they did not apply the salt on him. So he lost the throne to who? To David. But in David's case, we know that oil came upon his life. But what the Bible was silent on, and this man is talking about, is that the day they were establishing him on the throne, they sprinkled salt around him. And they said, "The kingship anointing forever is in your family. Nobody can take it away." Are you hearing it? Are you hearing it? That is why when something, God bless you with a certain kind of blessing, your children will enjoy it. Your grandchildren will enjoy it. I see God giving you a school. God is giving you a hospital. God is giving you a real estate business. You have that bakery. You have that bakery. That business will stand. You will have a factory in your name. Clap your hands to the word of the Lord. Amen. Coca-Cola has been there, only God knows how long. Lipton has been there for so long. But Bra Kwame started business. 2 months, the business is dead. Is the Bra Kwame cannot see his business. But there are some businesses, even Guinness, Atta Guinness, they are dead, but the business still continues. It's not hard work. It's not only hard work. Covenant of salt, be there. Covenant of salt. I see that your business will grow. Amen. It will outlive you. Amen. It will affect your children's children. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Man of God, come. Charles Addy, come. The Lord has given you a music school. Come. Give me oil. Let me pour this oil on him. Charlie, when I pour this oil and you don't start the business, I'll take it back. I'm just joking. But I'm telling you, the Lord opened my eyes. I saw a business school. I saw press. Okay? You print anything printable. And I see a photo studio. I see a photo studio. I see that film companies will come and hire your gadgets. Because he will be into hiring also. You see, the Lord is speaking, is pointing where? To the future. I release this oil upon your life. I break the curse of your father's house. You will manifest this oil. This anointing in Jesus. Clap your hands. You see me, I say. Tell him to write it down. It will come to pass. Amen. So God gave it to him by the covenant of salt. Amen. Let's go to the next one. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1. The token of salt activates rest from battles. Activate rest from battles. Now it came to pass when the king was dwelling in his house and the Lord had given him what? Rest from all his enemies all around. Hey, I see in this season, you will look for battles and there shall be no more. Amen. I say you will look for battles and there shall be no more. Amen. Number 5, it ensures fame and immunity. 1 Chronicles 14 verse 17. We are going to 7. We are going to 7, so we are now on number 5. 1 Chronicles 14 to 7, 14 verse 17. Amen. Then the fame of David went out into all what? Lands. And the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. We have some brand ambassadors and influencers among us. You need salt. Equa and Aram and who else? Who else? David. Eh? Brand influencers. Brand influencers. You need fame. Your business is what? Fame. And what sustains the fame is the token of salt. Because there are some people, they became famous. Who's Equiapin Polo? They became famous and their fame died overnight. Hello? I did not say, I think I heard someone say Polo. Their fame comes today, tomorrow is no more. But I love the fame of Mac Brown. Nana Ma Mac Brown. It's sustaining. May that capacity come upon you. Amen. I say, let it come upon you. Amen. God will give you rest on every side. Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering. Amen. Number 6. Praise be to God. It removes the curse that makes an individual an offense. This is very powerful. I need your attention. It removes, Ezekiel 16 verse 4, it removes the curse that makes an individual an offense. Also protect your life from sickness. Now pay attention. Pay attention. Ezekiel 16 verse 4. Ezekiel 16 verse 4. I have been to the labor ward twice when my wife gave birth. When the child comes out, there's a lot of smell. Even offensive. So when the child comes out, you see the midwives start to rub. How do they rub? They talk. I mean, when I'm there, I'm not seeing anything. Everything is happening fast. They begin to rub some things on the baby. So you can perceive Dettol, baby oil. They smear it on the baby. When they don't do those things, the child will grow with an offensive smell. Because there are some people in life and they have this smell that you cannot stand it. Because in the day they were born, that thing, that smell, she's a midwife. Delights, come. What do they rub on their body? Baby oil. They rub baby oil. Uh-huh. They rub baby oil to take the offensive smell. Any? And take the offensive smell out of the baby. Else the child will grow. When the day you want to carry the child, you will leave the child. Because the smell that will meet you is too offensive. In those days before baby oil came, when the child is born, they use salt to rub on the body of the child to remove the offensive smell. So he said, as for your nativity, on the day you were born, your navel cord, umbilical cord, was not cut, nor were you washed in water to cleanse you. You were not rubbed with salt, nor wrapped in swaddling clothes. You were not wrapped with salt. Spiritually, people have some smell. Good people come, but they go back. They come, they don't stay. They have good intentions. But look, there is something about you that cannot keep people. There are certain people, they can keep certain relationship. At the time they will be helped, their foolishness will come upon them. They themselves will do something and the person goes. Then later it looks like, why have I behaved this way? Something is bothering you. And what is bothering you? The token of salt to take it away. Yeah. Are you catching the revelation? Are you catching it? Hey, I say your story will change. Oh. Your story will change. Even if they come, before they go, they will finish the assignment before they say goodbye. Say amen. Amen. So in the day you were born, you are not rubbed with salt. Salt, number one, takes away the offensive smell. Two, it makes your skin tough against sicknesses as a baby. Alright? So spiritually, you have what is called Odeshi. How many of you watch that movie? Sai Sakaba. See, when they shoot at them, what do? They shout Odeshi, the bullets. You can't stab them. In real life, it happens. People go for charm. When you use knife to stab them, it doesn't penetrate. It's Odeshi. We also have spiritual Odeshi. This spiritual Odeshi. Listen, let the arrow fly by day, by night. It cannot come near you. Amen. It cannot come. Because why? You have been sortified. Salt has entered your body. No sickness can enter your body. Because Odeshi is working on you. Give the Lord a clap offering. How will you know these things if no one teaches you? If no one opens your eyes? I pray that you will not be vulnerable in life. You will not be a victim again. Again, clap your hands to the word of God. Hallelujah. The last one. It maintains your saltiness. When we apply the salt, it maintains your flavor. What makes you salt? Mark chapter 9, 49 to 50. Hallelujah. Give me 3 minutes and I'll be done. Amen. Mark 9, 49. Look at it. For everyone will be seasoned with fire. And every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt. Can I get it in the King James Version? For everyone shall be salted, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Verse 50. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his saltiness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another. Amen. Amen. So what makes you relevant, significant? What makes your flavor to be intact when you appropriate salt? Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. I think I shared a story with you about one time when I visited my daddy. And my dad has built a house. But in front of his property is a madhouse with thatch. And it looks like they've built in that place. But everybody is scared of that madhouse. Nobody wants to touch it. Because people know that when you go and buy a land that has a madhouse on it and you break it down, it comes with certain consequences of life. People die, strange things happen to people. Because the day they were building it, only God in heaven knows the things they've done. So my father said, I'm interested. He said he was interested in buying the plot of land. Because they are selling it, nobody's buying it. But he's scared to break down. I said, bring me salt. I walked to the property and I sprinkled salt. And I said, it is yours. There's no need for prayer. I didn't have to pray. He said, are you sure? I said, he said, you'll be going back to Accra. Are you sure? He said, when you go, I'll be the one left with the madhouse. As I speak to you, he bought it, broke the madhouse down, built a shop. He sells cement. I went there with Pastor Prince, Pastor Evans. What else is he selling? He's selling everything some in that shop. What everybody's afraid of, he can handle it. Amen? He can what? Handle it. I told you when I started life in Accra, a time came I was patching. I was patching three people. So when I sleep here for a while and it looks like they are getting fed up with me, then I go and sleep here for some. I go and sleep there. So I have my shirts scattered, my things scattered, because I cannot rent. I can't rent. One of the ladies, the house that I was staying, the guy who gave me a chance to sleep in that house, the sister was paralyzed some time ago because I'm not going to that. And I prayed for her and she started walking. But when I was patching in the house, the sister told the brother to tell me to come and scrub the washroom. The brother said, oh, but he's a man of God. He's a man of God. You should tell him to come and scrub the washroom. The shame was too much. And I went to another friend, Gilbert. One day his senior brother called me into a meeting at dawn. Because I go there late at night. By the time they wake up, I've left. But he woke me up at dawn. So, man of God, we want to see you. Meeting. My father is coming from the US. They have a five-bedroom house, you know, on the land. So where they are is five-bedroom, another place, five-bedroom. But he said there is no place they can accommodate me. Now that his father is coming, so I have to leave the premise. Hey, where will I go? I took salt. I went to the roadside at dawn. And I said, God, the land has rejected me. The land of Accra has rejected me. But as I pour this salt on this ground, I release my acceptance. Enough of the shame. Enough of the shame. I will not perch again. I refuse to perch. I pour the salt on the ground. I spoke to them. So the land of Accra, it knows me very well. I say, you cannot reject me. Enough of the shame. I left there. And some pa happened. And for once, I also rented single room self-contained. Give the Lord a clap of it. Single room self-contained. By the instrumentality of a cheap thing like salt. Many of you don't know, the land can reject you. Land, it can reject you. So that wherever place you go, people go to Qatar and make it. You go back and be poor. You go to anywhere on the earth, even America, you'll be poor. But once the land accepts you, even in Saudi Arabia, you will shine. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. As we appropriate this token, anywhere you go, the land will accept you. I said the land will accept you. I said the land will accept you. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands to the word of God. Listen. To the glory of God. Where are we now? Our own property. Somebody who couldn't rent. The Lord helped us to have our own property. It's not done. We are buying all the lands in Accra. After we are done, we'll buy Kumasi, Koforidua. You'll be there. See, the Ghana map, some people have taken ruler and they've divided it. They say 1/4 of the land is for them and they are working at it. You to go and take your portion. I've taken my point. Are you hearing me? This land will accept you. You will have a place to function. I said the land will give you its best. Clap your hands to the word of God. Hallelujah. You will not be put to shame. I say you will not be put to shame. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I have some things to share with you, but for the sake of time, next week when you are coming, bring 2 bottles of oil. All right. Oil. I'll show you what to do. God bless you. Rise to your feet. Take your salt. Salt you have in your hands is very small. What you do is that when you go home, after we pray on that small one, when you go home and you have a larger quantity, you can pour it on it to do whatever. Amen. Please lift it up. This place is saturated with the presence of God. Every word you have heard this morning will become a reality in your life. In this nation, on this continent, you will have room and space to function. The Lord will give you the best of this land. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the release of your spirit. We thank you for this day in the name of Jesus. In the life of this church and ministry, you place it on our hearts to engage tokens. Today is when we engage the token of salt. And we lift it before you, who is all powerful, who is all resourceful, you who knows no lack, no limits, that you shall release your breath upon this token of salt, that this salt has lost its natural ability. It shall be used for supernatural work, for the turnaround of your people. Therefore, that which is a curse, that which has made your people to be good for nothing, that which has brought rejection over your people, and that they are used and damned by men, today by the talking of salt, we command a reversal. We command a reversal. We command a reversal. In the name of the Lord Jesus, from today, your people and their career, they shall be good for every good work. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the power of rejection is broken off their lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus, from today, anywhere you go, whatever you do, you will be accepted. In the name of the Lord Jesus, no man, no woman can use you and damp you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, your value has been restored. Your flavor has been restored. Your saltiness has been restored. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we bless your career. We bless your children. We bless your destiny. By the talking of salt, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we declare those that marriages are not working for them. In the name of Jesus, we declare that after the appropriation of this salt, marital doors will open. Marital doors will open. In the name of Jesus, anyone who suffers from the spirit of smallness, that no matter what they do, they cannot burst forth in greatness in area of money and wealth, we declare by the appropriation of this salt, let the spirit of smallness be out of their lives. In the name of Jesus, we release greatness, we release abundance, we release profit upon your people. In the name of Jesus, anyone who is suffering stagnation, they take 1 step forward and 3 steps back. That curse and occasion is hereby abolished. As we appropriate the token of salt, Father, your people will experience speed on every side. Rest on every side. Speed on every side. Rest on every side. In the name of Jesus. By the appropriation of the token of salt, we will not be influenced by economic hardship. In these difficult times, you will provide for us. We will fulfill our assignment. We will fulfill our calling. In the mighty name of Jesus, anything that affects our saltiness, that we diminish in value and importance as we appropriate this token of salt. Let that thing be broken off our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. Spirit of the living God, take charge of this direction, that your name will be glorified in Jesus' name. Come on, shout an amen. So this is what happens from now till coming Sunday. When you're going to bath, you pour some in water. Is that okay? You pour it in your water and then you bath. When you use shower, please just pour the water in a bucket. Add salt to it. You can read Mark chapter 9:49. That every sacrifice will be salted with fire and salted with salt. I want to tell God that God salt my life. Sort my career. Number two, at night when you are praying this week, pour some on the ground. Don't pour it on the cement, but where? On the ground. Let it touch the ground. Tell God to give you room to succeed in Ghana, in Africa, and in the world. When God gives you room, when you speak, people will hear you. Do you get that? God will give you what you can call your own in the land of the living. He will give you your own business, your own shop. He will give you your own employees. Are you hearing me? So you pour it on the ground, then you pray. As many nights that you want, that one depends on you. Is that okay? Pour it on the ground, and you pray. You walk on the ground, then you pray. You speak and say, God, let this land accept me. Anything that is done to this land to fight people in my bloodline, I break it by the token of salt. Give me room to operate. Give me voice. Give me acceptance. Let customers come to me. Is that okay? Anything I do, let me receive my reward. Speak it as you are led in prayer. So these two things, you pour it on the ground and then pour it in your bathing water. And I believe you meet God at the point of your need. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you. So when you go home, you do that. God bless you. You
made a way. Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the Word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.